so beautiful dancing with you, Lord. You are so present to me. And why not? This is our wedding dance? Practice? For the real event? Yes, my love, for the real event, soon to come. Forgive us, Lord. We are getting the jitters. Yes, I know. Me too. Really? Yes, really. Don't you think that holding my bride in my arms, knowing that she will soon be with me for eternity, would give any man in love the jitters? I suppose. Oh, Claire, you and all my brides have no idea how much you are loved, honored, and respected. Not even a clue. I guess not. Well, it's beyond your wildest dreams. Yes, I try to limit my dreams. I don't want to get out there in La La Land. I'll take you to La La Land. You always do. But at least it's safe with you and not my foolish, girlish imaginings. You are far too timid. Timid? Yes, timid. Well, you are always right, so I guess I'll just have to agree with you. Oh, you are timid, all right. I have to meet you not halfway, not two-thirds of the way, but 80% of the way. You are so timid. You mean others are bolder than me? Oh, yes. Much bolder. Wow, I used to be so bold. What's happened to me? You married a man that turned the wild March hare into a sweet, domesticated little bunny. I love bunnies. I know, that's because they're timid like you. And fawns, I love deers and fawns. See? There you go again, timid. But I also love lions and tigers and cougars. Well, two are secretive and retiring. The other is a family cat. Well, my sweet spouse, what would you like to talk about? You and I? What will marriage in heaven be like with me? That's what I want to talk about. I have lots of questions, but I'd rather you just tell me what you want me to know. We will never be apart. You mean physically or spiritually? Spiritually. But we are never apart now. Yes, but now you cannot always touch in with me. Some have trouble focusing. Not in heaven. That will be a thing of the past. The very moment you touch me with your thoughts, I will be there before you. Wow! I like that. But won't I be a pest? You will learn propriety. That is, being united with me and wanting attention will be two different things. You will be so filled with me that touching in will not be so necessary. You will be drawn to worship and lingering in the sweet bliss of our presence in worship. We will spend lots of personal one-on-one time together. Lots of it. Going everywhere together. Rock climbing, hiking, horseback riding, picnics, canoeing, flying, swimming. Oh, we are going to have a grand time, and I have so much to show you. But isn't that frivolous in light of the work to be done here on earth? You must come to know me more thoroughly so that my presence can get stronger and stronger through you to others. My wife, you will bring me to them, and the better you know me, the better you will bring me to them. Besides, recreation is important. recreate, opens your perspective on life, allows you to rejoice in the bounty and variety I have created for you just to enjoy. You see, this is one way we show our love for one another. We create something for the one we love. We cherish their reaction and the joy they find in it. But I know you are gravitating to people. You are beginning to find all your joy in them. Yes, this is beautiful and praiseworthy, and very much like me. Every soul has a journey to make through things created, even people, to me. I know that you would be happy in my broom closet, so I have built you a palace. Is that such a great thing for me? I think not. It is but a minor token of my love for you, which goes way beyond things that could express it. It goes all the way to Calvary. Oh, Lord, don't say that. I don't want to think about your suffering for me. I know, my love, but sometimes that is the only gift I can give you that is appropriate, and you understand in suffering for others how it proves the sincerity of your love. Yes, I do, Lord. Well, then remember, my love for you and each and every soul goes to Calvary. There are dimensions of pleasure and awareness in heaven that you have yet to experience. One you did experience the night I visited you and translated you out of darkness. Oh my, that was quite an event, an ecstasy of body and soul that defies description. Yes, there are dimensions like that in heaven where you feel that wonderful all the time. Oh my goodness, that would be pretty distracting. Not really. You learn to function in that state, and everything you touch receives a portion of that bliss. I wonder why you're telling me these things, Lord. Oh, you have no idea what is waiting for you? The oneness of all creation and how we communicate the love for each other interdimensionally? What does that mean? Well, a plant communicates on one dimension, a cat on another, a rock on still another, but the love that holds all creation together is binding between species. In other words, you can speak to all of creation and be understood, and they can speak back to you, and you will understand. And in the end, all are giving glory to me. Oh my! All praise and honor and glory to you, Almighty God. Exactly. We will be together in worship, continually in worshipful bliss. All of my creation is united to me in a blissful praise. You've just never experienced anything like it, except perhaps the night I visited you, and fleetingly in times of worship, you've been transported out of yourself into the heavenlies with me. Wow, Lord, that is so amazing. I just want to stop right here and breathe it in. Just for a moment. Don't go away. Just for a moment, you say? I'm going to take you places you've never been before. Just for a moment turned into an hour-long nap. I'm still yawning. I'm still here, the Lord whispered. You mean you didn't get tired of waiting for me? Oh, no. I was right there with you, by your side. Oh, Lord, you are so devoted and loving. Sometimes I just want to be close to you, Claire. In that way, I can enjoy my creation, the one struggling with her faith in things to come. Oh, yes, I don't want to be back there again. You can't help it. You are being buffeted. I rebuke them, Lord, because I thought that's what you wanted me to do. But I should have asked you to send them away. You have the power. But I'm also enjoying the battle between you and them. I see that little crack way down deep inside your jug, and they see it too. I can see it now too. Oh Lord, how do I get rid of this? Worship, worship, worship. Allow me, worship. He stood before me. An angel had opened my eyes so I could see that I was in the heavenly court, praising God with angels and saints. Then Jesus came and stood before me. I sensed red, like a robe or his blood, and he looked into my eyes. Don't you believe me, Claire? I need you to believe. Yes, Lord, I believe you. Lord, I believe. And yet there is something tugging me back down in my gut, like this isn't true. You've been deceived. That's why it won't wash. This is your gut speaking. Pay attention. I see tears flowing down his cheeks. How do I get rid of this damnable spirit of unbelief, Lord? Do you want to lie back in the mire of unbelief and medicate your mind on TV? Good grief! No, never! Well, without faith, it is impossible to please me. Lord, please, you know what I'm dealing with here. I can't see it. I only feel it. And I am so used to moving on my gut, seeing something and verifying it with my gut-level feeling. And yet my gut is revolting against this. What do I do? Please send me some help, Lord. Please deliver me from this, please. I'm too little, too weak. I can't do it on my own. You know that. He kissed me on my forehead. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and thank you for your prayers. We are praying that all of us can experience love, joy, and peace in His presence.